We good? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Open your Bibles this morning to John chapter 21. John chapter 21. You know, I was this week, I was praying, and one of the things that was on my heart, that came in my heart, was what takes place after the resurrection. And one of the things that takes place in the body of Christ is crazy, but the week after is, it's like we did everything last week. Amen? And the disciples were the same way, so we understand that. You know, Jesus called the disciples. He said, come follow me and I'll make you to become fishers of men. Now, they were fishers. They were fishers. Simon Peter was a fisher. Andrew was a fisher. The sons of Zebedee, they were fishermen. Matter of fact, they were mending their nets when Jesus called them. Amen. So the first thing that happens is after the resurrection and Jesus appears to his disciples. And John 21, verse number 3, the word of God says this. It says, and Simon Peter said unto them, I go a-fishing. And they say unto him, we also go with thee. They went forth and entered into the ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus saith unto them, children, have ye any meat? And they answered him, no. And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. The title of this morning's message is, Follow His Direction, Please. You know, the Bible tells us to trust the Lord with all of our heart, lean not to our own understanding, and all our ways acknowledge Him, and He'll direct our paths. And today I want to speak to you about divine direction. To obey, to observe, to obtain. You have to obey, to observe, you have to observe, to obtain. And all the promises of God in Him are what? Yes and amen. And then we're going to establish that in His Word. So can we lift the Word together and make a declaration here today? Amen? Say, I believe. This is the written Word of God. God wrote this Word to me. I am what God's Word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word. My life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. I'm listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful, Lord, for your word. And Father, we're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish something in every heart and every life of each and every individual that's gathered in this room and that hears it through the web. Father, I pray, Father God, that you speak through me today. May the words that proceed out of this mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer in the room. Father, it's all about you. It's not about us. So we say today, Lord, have your way. Have your way. Our minds and our hearts are open and receptive to what you have to say. And we'll never cease to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. For we ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. You know, sometimes, he gives divine direction. He said, cast the net on the right side. Now, I want you to understand something that didn't make any difference. The right side of a ship was no different than the left side. Amen. The net would flow under and they would catch the fish. It didn't have anything to do with the direction that they were casting the net. It was the act of obedience and the divine direction of God. One of the things the disciples did, and we find it happens so much in the body of Christ, when things don't seem to go our way, we go back to what's familiar with us. We have a tendency to return to the old things that we were familiar with, and that's what the disciples did. All of a sudden, they returned back to be a fisherman, when God called them to be a fisher of men. Amen? So today, I want to talk to you first about divine direction. Divine direction. And go with me to 1 Kings chapter 17, and we're going to use Elijah here as an example. Now, Elijah prayed. Now, wait a minute. Elijah prayed to the Lord that it would not rain, and it didn't rain on the earth. Not just a region, but it didn't rain on the earth for 3.5 years. Amen. Now, if you have no water coming from heaven for an entire 3.5 years, what takes place? Famine, drought. But God had a plan for Elijah. Elijah had to follow his directions first. Look with me in 1 Kings 17, verse number 2. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying to Elijah, get thee hence and turn thee eastward and hide thyself in the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. In other words, here's God saying to Elijah, now follow my directions, listen to what I'm saying. I want you to go here, and I'm going to have some birds feed you. Now, in the natural, it wouldn't make a whole lot of sense, would it? But the Bible declares that the ravens fed him meat and bread and every morning and every night for over a year. Every morning and every night, because what? My God shall supply my need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Amen. All of a sudden, the brook dried up. Now, it's kind of interesting here, because now the brook dried up, and the Lord says, I want you to go to Zidon, which is a Gentile nation. I mean, you have to understand, this is a Hebrew. Amen. And now he's telling him to go to a Gentile nation, and he's commanded a widow, a poor widow, to take care of him. Hello? In other words, it didn't make a whole lot of sense. So if you look at verse number 8, and the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, arise, get thee to Zarephath, which is belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman to sustain thee there. Now, it's kind of interesting that the widow was, that God supplied and multiplied the oil and the meal, and she fed him for over 2 years. Okay? She supplied. Now, all of a sudden, God used Elijah as her sustainer. I mean, God used the widow woman to sustain Elijah. And now all of a sudden, the widow woman's son dies. And Elijah is used to sustain the widow woman and to bring her son back to life. And what the Lord was speaking to my heart about is when he gives us the divine directions, they may not make sense. They may not make sense, but he says the steps of a righteous man has been ordered by the Lord, and he finds the light in his way. Now here's this man that's a man of God. He's called, and all of a sudden his supply was totally dependent on God. God could have just spoke it forth and it could have came. But God chose, instead of angels, to use birds. Instead of just multiplying in his hand, he chose to use a vessel. In other words, that reminds me that God chooses to work through us, not around us. That you're a vessel for his glory and for his honor, and he wants to work through each and every one of us. Amen? Turn with me. Yeah, no, I wanted to be up there when I was a kid, too. Then Daddy made me get up there and sit and have to make faces at the congregation. Hallelujah. Turn with me to James chapter 5. If faith is the substance of the things we hope for, the evidence of things not seen, how many is believing God for something in the house? Come on. Come on. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In other words, if you don't agree and come into agreement, we're coming in agreement. That's what we're saying. As two agree, as touching anything they ask, they shall receive it of the Father, which is in heaven. So God's trying to stir something up in our hearts and lives so that we can get what we're looking for. You know, sometimes we don't get what we're looking for because we just won't come into agreement. Amen? In other words, nowhere does Elijah say, well, I really don't want to go to the brook. I'd rather go over to the Hilton. Hello? You know? Amen? But sometimes God calls you another place. But look with me in James chapter 5, verse number 17. Just so we see this. It's brought up in the New Testament. He says, Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. It rained, no rain. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Then he says, brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sin. I got to do that in the funeral yesterday. Amen? Because even in the midst of death, there's life. Amen? There's probably not many people who would want me to do their funerals. I'm just saying. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe there's life everywhere. Everywhere. And I believe that God has divine directions for everyone. The problem is, we're stubborn. We're resist the call of God on our life. And God says, that call I have on your life is irrevocable. I'm not going to change my mind. And since I'm not going to change my mind, who's got to change? Amen. In other words, when the disciples cast the net on the right side, and it said, and they caught some fish. Okay, amen. I lost my thought for a minute. Yeah. Then they found. They cast the net, therefore, and now they were not able. In other words, they weren't able to pull it forth. And the Lord wants to speak to us a little bit about the disciples, just as Elijah, when he was given divine directions, he had to obey. Obedience is important. Obedience is better than sacrifice. In other words, when God calls us to do something, it takes an act of obedience. Amen? So turn with me to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew 7. Verse number 24. Jesus said this. Jesus said, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them. Not just being a hearer, but a doer of God's word. I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon the rock. And the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and it beat upon the house and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. In other words, obedience brings storm protection. Obedience brings storm protection. Then he goes on the opposite side And he says, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Amen? In other words, when God gives us divine directions, this is the B-I-B-L-E, basic instructions before leaving earth. This is our instruction book. This is our guider. This is our director. We're following the direction of God through the help of the Holy Spirit. God has given us His Spirit to teach us all things, to bring to remembrance whatsoever things He has said. Amen? So look with me in John chapter 14. Anybody with me today? This is what Jesus says in John 14, verse 23. Jesus answered and said unto them, if a man love me, he will keep my words. If any man love me, another way to say it is, he will obey my words. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our, plural, abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, that the word which ye hear is not mine. Okay, he that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's that sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever things I have said unto you. Amen? Amen? In other words, when he gives us the divine directions, like he gave the disciples, he told them to throw the net on the right side, and there was something that took place. There was a miracle that took place. Amen? The miracle was a representation of souls for the kingdom of God. You might not see it just off the looking at it in the natural eyes, but if you look at it in the spiritual eyes, the Lord was showing them and reminding them of what he called them to do. He called them to fish, and he said that you're going to catch. Now, you have to remember, these guys have not received the Holy Spirit yet. See, they really had an excuse. We don't. Hello? How many children of the Lord did we have in here? Okay, let's lift your hand. Everybody, let me see. Is everybody a child of God in the room? Amen? So that means every last one of us have the Holy Spirit. And if every one of us have the Holy Spirit, we have the Comforter, we have the Teacher, we have the Advocate, we have everything we need. Amen? So when God gives us the divine direction, I read it, it gets in here, and all of a sudden I've got to obey it. And you know what? A lot of times when the Lord says something to me, I don't like it. Hello? Am I by myself? It doesn't feel good to my flesh. My flesh doesn't like it at all. But my spirit man is greater than my flesh man. And I recognize that I can overcome the adversary by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of my testimony. And I'm going to speak forth the word of God. I speak the word of God to the flesh, and the flesh has to come into submission to the spirit. Amen. I have all authority over this body. This body is under no other control but mine and the Holy Spirit's. The two of us. There's no outside force that has control of your body. So if you ever say, well, the devil made me do it, that's a lie from the pits of hell. You do it. You did it because you chose to do it. Because it was a choice, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. Amen? In other words, God wants us to recognize how victorious and how strong we are in him. You know, the adversary wants you to think that you're weak. He wants you to think that you're a weakling. And he tries to plant all these lies in your heart and your mind that you're a weakling. But God says you're strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Wait a minute. Say to one next to you, you are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. His strength is made perfect in your weakness. Let's glorify him. Hallelujah. You see, do you know what just took place? The word became. Because you spoke it. It got into your portals of your ear and it came out your mouth. You know, confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For the heart man believeth for the righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. We just overtook something right now. So just say, just tell him right now, devil, get behind me. You have no place in front of me. I'm a child of the living God. I've been bought. I've been paid for. I'm the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants us to have a positive attitude. Amen. Oh, that old egghead tries to come in. He's an egghead. Man, I love it when the Lord says his strength is made perfect. I love it when he says, I can do all things. You know, I'm looking at some things that look like totally impossible. And he says, daughter, with me, everything is possible. Nothing is impossible with me. Nothing. No matter how big it looks. No matter how large it looks. No matter what it looks like. Hallelujah. My God is greater. Hallelujah. My God is greater. Our God is greater. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We might just have some fun. Hallelujah. They couldn't bring in the net. It began to break. And he said that they observed something. They observed the manifestation and the miracle of the Lord. Hallelujah. Matthew 14. Thank you, Jesus. This is an interesting account of the miracles of God. And God's getting ready to use two fishes and five loaves to feed about probably 20,000 people. We have a few disciples, and you have 20,000 people. And if you look at 20,000 people to fill them full with fish and bread, if you see that, that's a massive amount of food. You got to picture this. If it was done like that, it would be a massive amount of food. But here's what the Lord was showing me. He says, and he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass. And he took five loaves and two fishes, looking up to heaven, and blessed and brake, and gave loaves to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up the fragments that they remained, 12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men, beside women and children. Now here's what the Lord showed me. Here's the disciples. There was 12 baskets. That means a basket per disciple. Okay? And here's 12 baskets. And you have to understand, the basket that they're carrying isn't a U-Haul truck. And it isn't a tractor trailer truck. It's a basket. And as they're carrying this basket with their own strength, the Lord is multiplying it as they're handing it out. As they're delivering it, he's adding to it. And God says, don't get caught up holding the seed because you haven't seen your harvest. Let your seed go and then your harvest comes. God is a miracle working God. You have to see this because there's 20,000 people that are fed. There's 12 baskets. They're being delivered and everyone is full. Hello? In other words, God never does things part of the way. Amen. He's the God of all the way. They weren't half full. They weren't half hungry. They were full. And there was an over and abundance. God will do exceedingly abundantly above what we ask or we even think. Even that, can we give him some praise? He's going to bless. He's going somewhere. Turn me to Mark chapter 4. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 4. In Pig Latin, it's Arc May 4. Excuse me. Hallelujah. In Mark 4:39. How many are going through something in your life? Is anybody going through some storms in your life? Amen. God wants us to understand that He controls the sea, that He controls the creation. When He commanded it not to rain on the earth for 3.5 years, amen, and He gave forth rain, and it brought forth fruit. When the storms of life come in, God wants you and I to understand when He was in the ship with them and the winds were rolling and the waters were coming in the ship and he said, peace be still. And the wind and the sea obeyed Him. Peace be still. And God says to you and I today, all power in heaven and earth has been given unto me. Now, when He said go, there was a transfer of authority. Jesus said every name named in heaven and earth must bow to the name of Jesus. No matter what storm comes against you, you have the authority as a child of God to take authority over the storm. Speak to it. Don't speak about it. When you speak about it, you feed the adversary. Stop talking about it and speak to it. Jesus commanded the wind and the sea, and they came and became still. In other words, God's saying to you and I, speak to it. Don't let it speak to you. When the devil comes in to try to tell me something, I just say, shut up. I'm not listening to that. That's a lie. That's not from my Father. That's from the devil. And that's from this thing. So He is saying to you and I, He said, because He asked the disciples, He said, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? In other words, if faith is the substance of things we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen, I don't have to see it done to believe it's going to be done. You know, the Bible says this. The Word of God tells us, it says, without vision, people perish. In other words, I've got to see it complete. I had this dream. Jonathan, you and Amber were in the dream I had last night. James and Katie were in the dream I had last night. And you were working behind a counter, and we were having a good time. And as we were having a good time, you were pretty funny.
Sure, it wasn't a nightmare.
No. Well, there was a nightmare to come to try to steal my dream. The nightmare came as I felt like I had something, a tickle in my throat. You know how you get and you have to cough? But I forgot how to cough. I couldn't cough. And then all of a sudden in the dream, I was gagging. I had to wake up. I jumped up. I think it was the pipes. The devil attacked my pipes. Lord, I send the word to the pipes of the house. Man, my water pipes, the heater pipes are making all kinds of racket. Amen. No, but without vision, we see things. And I'm asking the Lord, I don't have the interpretation of the vision, but it was in color, so I'm going to seek the Lord exactly what it's for. I haven't got it yet, but y'all were in a vision, the dream, and so was James and Katie, and there was a whole lot of kids. I guess y'all already have a lot, maybe. yeah, bite your tongue, right? No more of that, right? She only has six. That's not enough, is it? I thought eight was enough. I thought that show was. You know, I want to get it in your minds, because you get so many different reports in this world that you've got to see it for it to become. In other words, to stand on God's word, you've got to speak to that storm, speak to that thing, speak to that obstacle that's trying to steal your health, your wealth, your well-being. You know, Kathy, I speak to you. You have valuable seeds in the ground. You've sowed multitude of seeds. The Spirit of God's going to breathe on it in a supernatural way. And there's a supernatural harvest that's coming, okay? It's been a storm and it's been a season, but this season's just about ready to pass. There's a new day that's arising, and there's a new time that's arising, and a fresh wind of the Spirit's going to blow. It's not only going to be in finance and blessings, but it's going to be an anointing. It's going to be an anointing of God to flow in His power, and the anointing to do everything that God called you and Rick to do. Amen. God, there's not one word that'll fall to the ground that's been spoken. Every last thing that's been spoken will come to pass, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. See, God has a plan. Amen. He said, then they tried to bring in the net, and it was filled with a multitude of fishes. That's to obtain. Amen. So look with me in Acts chapter 2. Hallelujah. Is it okay to have church?
Yes.
Is it okay to have church? Amen. Amen. God wants everyone in the room to know that He has a plan in your life, that you're here for purpose, and you're not here by accident. God appointed for you to be here. He wants to get something inside of your heart. That thing that you've been, that you thought you were going to do, that you didn't do. That thing that He said you're going to do, it didn't happen. Then all of a sudden you got weary and you gave up a little bit because you didn't see what you expected to see. But God said, arise and shine, for His light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Amen. Amen. Oh, it's time for the church to rise up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isn't it time for the church to rise? We've been sleeping too long. Amen. God's waking up His sleeping bride. Amen. Hallelujah. But in Acts chapter 2, verse 41, now Peter, remember Peter's the one that said, let's go fishing. He wasn't going to catch anything. Threw the net on the right side. The Lord was reminding him that he was a fisher of men. In Acts chapter 2, after the day of Pentecost, Peter stands up and preaches. Amen. And the Bible says in Acts 2:41, and then they that gladly received His word were baptized, and the same day were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Spiritual multiplication. Multiplication. You know, and the Lord reminds me even of that, and I've said it before and I'll say it again. You can count the seeds in an apple, but you can't count the apples in a seed.
Amen.
Amen. And those seeds that sown, they're doing something. Hallelujah. You know, so in closing today, how many is in the place of wanting to receive? Turn me to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians 1. We're talking about to obtain. And the Lord wants to remind us in verse number 11. In whom also we have obtained, not will, have. Have. That means it's already in place. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will, that we should be to the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Jesus. And whom you also trusted, after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and whom also after that you believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. The Lord is saying this to us today. He said, if we follow his directions and we obey him at his word, we'll observe those things that we've been seeking and looking for, and we will obtain them. They will become ours.